HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So let's step forward together. Ka hoake tono tātou. Let's keep moving.
I cherish the idea of a new South Africa.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Aight, listen, why do we need politics? This question seems like $1 million, but isn't really. We need politics for two simple reasons. One, we're the future and we need to represent ourselves and the country in a better light. And two, because it's fun, it's interesting, and it's important. This is Aniket and I host the evening show on 94.3 Radio 1. And me, along with Fabian Sir, getting you Politics for Dummies, where we understand politics then and now. We understand politics right and left. So, what are you waiting for? Put on your headphones and strap on, because you are going to have a ride of your life. Welcome. Joining us today is Mr. Fabian.
Welcome back and a very happy new year, people. Aniket here on Politics for Dummies. The year is 2022, the second year of this fantastic podcast. Joining us is our co-host, Fabian here. Fabian, how are you doing, man? How is the new year treating you?
Well, you know, the new year is slightly better than the old year that is gone.
Oh, true. That is very true. But otherwise, what happened in December and January for you? We haven't seen each other since like a couple of weeks now. So what all did you do?
Well, we had Christmas. So we went out of Delhi for a change.
Yeah.
And came back before the New Year stepped in.
Okay.
And the New Year, we spent at home. We didn't go out.
Smart.
We waited and waited. Had a glass of champagne. Ushered the New Year in. Then went to sleep.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Something similar happened with me. I was home. I was working. I was playing live music on YouTube. That was our task for the 31st. So keeping all of that in mind, Fabian, I think it's time for us to come back to politics, to come back to conversations about elections and results and politics and democracy and autocracy and everything that we are going to see in the year 2022, rather. So let's start with this. We've got election season going on in our country. We've got two big elections that are happening. While we speak, people are preparing for the Punjab and the UP elections. Let's talk about democracy. Let's talk about elections. Let's talk about voting. Since we are witnessing election in India, what other countries have this election mode? Like, because somewhere or the other, there is some election going on, right? So let's start with this. You know, when different countries go through different zones, but nobody knows which was the first ever country or the first ever election which was held. So let's go back and do a little history checkup for the history of elections.
Thank you for the question. Though I should recognize that it is one of the most difficult questions.
Oh, true. Very true.
Because where did the first election take place? There is not always record of what happened in history, as we know.
Yeah.
But anyway, election takes place in a meaningful way only in a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you believe in the divine right theory of kingship,
mm-hmm.
there is no need for any election.
Of course. Lineage and hereditary.
That's right. Now, in the Western tradition, it started in Greece.
Okay.
And that too in the 6th century.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they used to make use of, you know, they did not have ballot paper at that time. Paper was invented by the Chinese much later.
Yeah.
All right. But then they used to use a broken piece of pot.
Okay.
Okay. And that was called ostraka. O-S-T-R-A-K-A, ostraka.
All right.
Now, the earliest Greek voting also had what is called negative voting. That is, if I do not like Ye, who is the leader, you know, who is holding a high office,
okay,
I can disapprove of him
Okay.
To this ostraca.
Okay.
Now, you know the word ostracize?
Yeah.
Well, the word ostracize comes from ostraca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Smart. And the one who got the negative votes above a certain number, mm-hmm. he was ostracized for 10 years.
Oh, damn. That's a lot.
10 years from political office.
That's a lot.
Now, then of course there is a voting approval.
Okay.
You vote for somebody. That again had a history, but in a systematic way, Venice did it. Republic of Venice.
Okay.
And that was looking at the 13th century, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Okay. Then again, voting can be, what shall I say, direct or through a electoral college.
Okay.
For example, the American senator till 1903
mm-hmm.
was not elected through popular vote. He or she was elected by the state legislature. Just as we do in India.
All right, yeah.
The assembly in Kerala or in Maharashtra, they elect the Rajya Sabha members.
True. And then they get the prime minister.
Well, the parliament elects the prime minister, so to say. The prime minister of the Lok Sabha. The prime minister doesn't need the support of the Lok Sabha, the lawyer. Now, you take the United States. The president of the United States is not elected by a popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. By electoral college. And then they have the system of the winner takes all.
True.
So if you are the candidate in Connecticut and I am also in Connecticut and we belong to different parties, if you get more votes than I, then you take with you the whole of the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, not just a single province. Yeah.
Now, another variation is in our own elections. First past the post. That is, you and I are standing. Mm-hmm. There are 100 votes. Okay. You get 31 votes. I get 30 votes.
Okay.
But we are the top two.
Mm-hmm.
But you get elected.
Yeah.
Okay. And second is that there is a so-called proportional system.
Okay.
In many European countries, you as a political party will announce these are our candidates.
Ah.
And another politician. And then they will get the votes and then the party says, okay, these are the candidates. We had announced 20 candidates. Now we get 10 seats. Okay, these are the 10. You know, that sort of thing. But, so there are lots of, you know, so voting is not that simple.
Very true. I agree. That's why I want to learn more about it. Yeah. Because it's a little chaotic. Yeah.
And who can vote? Mm-hmm. As you know,
yeah.
American Declaration of Independence said, you know, that we believe, we self-evident truth that every man has a right to liberty.
Yeah.
And all that. But the blacks did not count. The women did not count.
Yeah.
Okay. Universal franchise. That was introduced in France in 1793, I think.
Okay.
But it was soon, in 5-6 years, it was amended. In fact, there is this story that when the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen was announced in Paris
mm-hmm.
in 1789, Haiti was a French colony.
Okay.
There was a man who rose up and said, look, let us follow what France has done. And he declared a republic.
Okay.
And then Napoleon sent in the army. And Napoleon's army did not have complete military victory, but they tricked this man into coming for negotiations, then imprisoned him.
Okay. Yeah. That's Napoleon for you.
So, and then women's voting. It took time. In fact, in 1950, when India announced universal suffrage, many people were not convinced. Even the venerable newspaper, The Hindu, wrote an article saying that it's a good ideal, but can we afford it? Are not our people poor? Are not they uneducated?
Okay.
And then in the United States, I'm going to stop at this point, the Republicans are trying to make it difficult for the blacks to vote.
Very true. Now, keeping all of this in mind, Fabian, we figured out this is how the modern election works. There are people who can vote, people who can't vote. But there is always this, story or this this suffix around all elections that, elections might be rigged, right? Whether it's the U.S. elections, whether it's elections in our own country, whether it's the main elections or whether it's the state elections, whether it's an election that's happening in countries like Russia. They always say that elections might be rigged. There is always this foreign interference. Could you tell us what gives foreign power the right or the, power to go ahead and interfere in these elections? What caused other countries to get into other countries' workflow?
Okay, very good question. But since you mentioned Russia, let me tell you a true story.
Mm-hmm.
1971,
yeah.
I was CDA at that time, Sasha the Fair.
Okay.
So I was sitting at lunch next to a Russian minister, and he asked me about how politics was in India, and I said, we have an election, and we don't know whether those who are ministers now will be elected again or they can lose the election. This man, he really choked. He said, a minister can lose an election?
Okay, I get that reference.
You see? So that is what it is. Now, coming to foreign interference.
Yeah.
After the Second World War,
uh-huh.
In Italy, the Communist Party was very powerful.
Okay.
Politically.
Okay.
And there was a danger that they might get into power.
Okay.
And the CIA unleashed sacks and sacks of money.
Mm.
And supported the other parties, Social Democrats, another party.
Okay.
And made sure that the communists lost. So interference in election, did not start yesterday.
Of course.
Now coming to recent examples. Americans have complained that Russia has interfered. Putin has interfered.
Mm-hmm.
How did he interfere? Well, I suppose he made use of the social media. You can have fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But it is for America to complain. That is strange. It is the devil quoting the Bible because they have interfered in so many elections. Yes. And probably Putin wanted Trump to continue. Because he has a hold on him. What it is, why it is, I do not know.
Okay.
But Trump was always very deferential to Putin in public space.
Which is very true, probably. Let's talk about the proportional system versus the first past the post. You wanted to talk about this. I did not understand, and that's why I need you to explain me what is the question and then what is the answer.
Well, it's like this. Under the system, first past the post.
Okay.
As I explained, suppose there are 100 votes.
Okay.
Four of us are standing.
Okay.
And the distribution is 26, 27, 28, and the last you can make out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
That means even with 28 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can get elected to represent 100 voters.
Okay.
In fact, in some countries, for the presidentship and all that, you have repeated voting so that the successful candidate gets more than 50%.
Okay.
Successive voting, which we don't have.
All right.
America and some states have it.
Okay.
So, first past the post has its weaknesses. But it's very convenient. Very convenient.
It depends on the person, it depends on the situation. Very convenient, absolutely. Right. Guys, since we've today learned about democracy / election / voting, please make the most of this power that you as a citizen of a country have. Go ahead and vote. Make sure that you get the most out of it. You connect to the right candidates. You select the right candidates and make sure that you get your policies or policies that make your life a little better, you know, implemented in the area that you're living in. Maybe we'll be in a better state. Fabian, I was thinking in the next episode, we could talk about the various positions that you know, our government offers in terms of governing over us, from the sarpanch to the mukhya to the upper house, lower house, and so on and so forth. We can do the hierarchy. Do you want to do this episode next week? Let's do the hierarchy in our country. Yeah. Let's do a little civics.
Yeah, we can do that. But let me make one point.
Yeah.
The Roman senators were never paid a salary.
Okay.
Anyway. I will leave it at that and we will talk about what you said.
All right, we will do that. We'll see you guys next week, same day with a brand new episode. Happy New Year once again. Fabian, thank you so much for joining us. Politics for Dummies, a brand new year, a brand new season. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.